We checked out Wizkid with Bear to Me, as well as Jade with Don't Walk Away, and Nivea Laundromat. It's 8:32. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Jacob's Coffee Time. And yes, every single Tuesday on Fresh Breakfast, we will have breakfast all around the world, okay, with esteemed Namibians who are in the diaspora. And today we are going to have Tomaline serve us all the tea, okay? She'll tell us everything that we need to know about the U.S. and her living situation that side. Boys and girls, young and old, let's bring Tomaline on the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be doing this. I can't remember the last time I was on air. Man, I miss it. My name is Toini Tomaline Shitaleni, and I'm currently residing in the United States, Florida. I moved here in 2018, and I've been here since. I'm currently a teacher and a part-time human rights consultant with the United States Institute for Diplomacy and Human Rights, while also going to school. So pretty busy. So the biggest difference between growing up in Namibia and living in Florida is probably how divisive the politics are. Like, really, really divisive and hateful, depending on how you look at it. And the healthcare, which I guess kind of ties into each other. So just to give you an example of how bad the healthcare here is, a few weeks ago, about a month ago actually, I had to go to the hospital with chest pains, and I was in the emergency room for about 8 to 10 hours. And my bill was $1,300, which is about $22,500 Namibian dollars. They didn't even figure out what was wrong with me. I was in the hospital for like 8 to 10 hours, and they were just running tests, and all the tests are coming back clean. And in Namibian dollars, I paid $22,500. And then I had to go to a specialist because the emergency room couldn't figure out what was wrong. And the specialist charged me like about $1,500. It is ridiculous. Oh, and the food here is horrible. I am not exaggerating. I'm not being dramatic. The food here sucks. Unless you're dining at a Michelin star restaurant every day, it is really bad. The only solace I find sometimes is going to a Brazilian restaurant, because they usually have good meat, which is the only time I'm like, okay. The things I would do for just a tiny taste of Kapanane, guys, even biltong. I'm so hungry. Anyway, what do I do for fun? So an interesting fact about Florida is that no matter where you are in Florida, there's a beach about 60 miles in any direction. And right now there are three different beaches all within an hour's drive from where I am. So I like going to the beach as often as work and school allows me. But my all-time favorite thing to do is go to Disney and Universal Studios theme parks. It never gets old, like getting to meet Disney characters that we grew up watching, like Princesses Snow White and Cinderella and Belle, or like even the new ones, you know, like Elsa, Anna, Moana. You get to meet all these characters, and it's so magical. Expensive, but like magical. And going on themed rides, I think it's just, it's one thing that has still not gotten old for me. So I love doing that. What I miss the most about home, second to my siblings, you know, and friends, is definitely food. I've already said this, but guys, I miss food at this point. The things I will do for food from home, unimaginable. And I know this might sound a bit weird without context, but hear me out. I miss not being black. This just means that, like, back home, being black was not an integral part of my being. Like, you don't get out of the house and you're like, oh my god, I'm so afraid of like going here because I'm black, or what if this happens solely because I'm black, you know? Or at least in my experience, that has not happened to me. But being here, it's just here, like, being black is something I have to be conscious of. And I have no problem with being black, but being black in America is a whole different ballgame, which is not fun. there are so many mass shootings that happen here. And outside of school shootings, which are often categorized as mental health crises, most shootings here are hate motivated, and they target a specific group of racial minorities, and Black people being one of those minorities. It's just scary, you know? And then on top of that, it's scary because although I have personally not had a bad interaction with police in the United States, getting pulled over is still so anxiety inducing as a Black person. And I miss not having to stress about this back home. You know, I miss being able to talk my way out of a ticket or something. It's tiring. Ugh, and I miss speaking Oshiwambo with someone who knows the language. Because the only time I use it here is to cuss at people. But most importantly, guys, I miss not having to speak like this. Because when I first got here, every other time it's like, oh my God, your accent sounds so exotic. Oh my God, where are you from? Oh, where's Nambia? And I'm like, shut up, shut up. So, can I say shut up on air? So, I've had to adjust my accent. You know, I mean, I still get people like, oh my God, your accent is so interesting. But at least now, it's not as common. People don't say that as often as they did before, which was infuriating. It was exhausting. At some point, I was just like, okay, get over it. You know, so I had to change my accent. I had to change the way I speak. And also because I work with the kids I teach, I have to adjust how I speak so they understand, which is frustrating, but it is what it is. Finally, I think that this is definitely one of the most terrifying decisions I've ever made for myself. And it really paid off better than I had hoped. I'm definitely happier than I was prior to leaving. And I feel like it's an amazing space to be in. It was definitely isolating, you know, moving all by myself to a whole different continent. It was isolating. It gets really lonely. I get really homesick. I get sad. But right now, looking back, I also get to look at what I've achieved by myself. Like I have worked really hard to be where I am, to have what I have, depending on what I have. Just kidding. And just to be, you know, healthy and alive and safe and good. I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of myself. I felt like I had to forego a lot of relationships in order to start over. And I think like now I'm realizing maybe I didn't have to, but when I left, it was such a hasty decision that everything else, every other decision I made after that was just not thought out. And like those are definitely some regrets I have, but I get consolation from the fact that I'm doing really well right now and I'm so proud of myself. And you know, if you or anyone has a hard decision to make, it can get really bad, you know, before it gets better. And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it is true. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and hopefully one day somehow we can have a more interactive chat. Shup shup, bye. The world's leading smart device.